AM 980 WCUB News. I'm Brian Lundberg, and here's our top story.
A man from Sheboygan clinging to life after an accident yesterday morning in Sheboygan. Police say they got a call just before 11 o'clock that the man's car had left the road and landed at the bottom of a steep embankment that happening on Broadway Road just south of Highway 28 yesterday morning. Investigators say the car, driven by 50-year-old Randall Bliss, was headed northbound when it went over the center line, hit a utility pole, and then investigators say went down a 75-foot embankment. The car then rolled twice before landing finally at the bottom of the hill. Jaws of Life had been called out to the scene to help free Bliss, who was then taken to St. Nicholas in Green Bay by helicopter. That accident does remain under investigation. A cause as to what made him leave the road is still being looked into. Three people killed overnight after a car slammed into a pair of trees. That happened around 2:30 this morning on Highway 51 just south of Madison in Dane County. According to sheriff's deputies, the car was headed southbound when it veered into the right ditch, crossed into the left ditch, then went down an embankment before hitting the trees. Two men were ejected. A woman was trapped in the back seat. All three were pronounced dead at the scene. They were the only ones in the vehicle. Highway 51 was closed until about 6:30 or so earlier this morning. Cause of that accident also is still under investigation. The head of Brown Deer's Police Commission says an outside agency will review a 2011 standoff in which Brookfield's SPA gunman Ratcliffe Houghton was not arrested. Jim Jarasek said the police department ordered the review, but the commission itself has no plans to take up the matter or consider any type of action. He said the panel might do something later, though. For now, though, at least he's confident that Police Chief Steve Renzel and his officers did nothing wrong. Some national police experts have criticized Brown Deer Police for not arresting Houghton 22 months ago when they saw him point what appeared to be a gun at his wife, Zena. Renzel said the officers could never determine that the apparent weapon was a gun. Prosecutors later filed a disorderly conduct charge, but that was dropped after a police officer failed to testify because he was on vacation. A media report said that Brown Deer Police were called out to Houghton's home 20 times over the past decade before he shot and killed his estranged wife and two others last Sunday at the spa where his wife worked. Houghton, who was never arrested during any of those incidents, also injured four other women last Sunday before turning the gun fatally on himself. Presidential and vice presidential candidates are headed to Wisconsin.